Follow Me, A Seasonal Journey by Lena Lee Marler. A personal worship resource for the church calendar year includes journal with audio narration and music featuring the paintings of Daniel Bonnell with reflections from contributing writer Roger Houston.
Forward.
As I first read this salute to the spiritual journey to which we are all called, a phrase that is special to me kept running through my mind. I had come to love the term well-tuned heart, which I discovered in a verse from the hymn, Ye Holy Angels Bright. The words originated with Richard Baxter as follows. My soul, bear thou thy part, triumph in God above, and with a well-tuned heart, sing thou the songs of love. Let all thy days till life shall end, whatever he send, be filled with praise. And then later on in my own journey, I was delighted to discover a similar reference to Robert Robinson's Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, Tune My Heart to Sing Thy Grace. The well-tuned heart is required of us if we are to give God the praise He desires and for which we are created. As you read and live with the words which follow in this book and the music which accompanies them, I trust that you too will enjoy the experience of a well-tuned heart. Lena Marler has been a friend and a blessing for some 20 years. Her well-tuned heart became obvious early on, and I trust that you, dear reader, will be equally blessed by that which Lena offers from her heart. Hers is a fruitful invitation to follow the paths of the Christian organization of the yearly calendar that will surely tune one's heart. The origins of this ancient process by which Christians have long practiced the sanctification of time have been lost to my memory. It is enough to know that our spiritual ancestors, Jew and Gentile, learned and practiced the recognition of God's presence and activity in their lives by consolidating periods of time with particular events and memories. So it is for those of us in our own time, as we move from season to season on our spiritual journeys. The benefits of this journey are important. First, we are protected from ourselves, from the tendency to prefer particular parts and passages from Holy Scripture. The seasons invite us to discipline, reflection, and repentance as much as to unrestrained joy and celebration. In the process, we are led through a far more comprehensive exposure to God's self-disclosure than would be likely if left to our own devices. Secondly, our attention is focused on the essence of God's revelation, and we are led step by step to the origin of the creeds and statements of belief we often rehearse. In short, this is an invitation to the tuning of your heart. Read and sing with Lena and be richly blessed. The Reverend L. Nolan Pipes, Jr.
Preface. I lived with my parents on a 20-acre farm outside of Memphis, Tennessee, for the first 4 years of my life. My father was a businessman and made his living in the city, but he also raised white-faced Herefords on that small piece of real estate we enjoyed as our heaven on earth. We had other animals on the farm as well, a horse, two hunting dogs, a dozen or so puppies, and a white pet duck I named Liberace. I loved all the animals and was comforted by the energetic life of each as well as their abiding presence, which offered a daily peace to our lives. But even as a young child, I was not able to fully embrace the peace afforded to me by my circumstances. I did not want to be away from my mother's side and clung to her to the point that many times she could not go about her chores. One of the earliest formative experiences from my childhood is not only indelible in my memory, but would be predictive pattern for my life thereafter. I had been admonished by my mother to stay outside and play for a while so that she could get some work done. But the swing set in the fenced play area outside the farmhouse brought no new challenges, and I had become bored. I kept coming in and out of the house, plaguing my mother with questions and entreaties until finally, upon leaving the house for the last time, the door shut behind me. I was not able to open it again. With my father working in the city and having no siblings at that time, my mother was the center of my world and the source of love and security on which I depended. I remember feeling panic to be separated from her, So in my desperation, I found a vent in the foundation of the farmhouse and crawled through the menacing dark space, emerging from the other side only a few feet from the back kitchen door, which I burst through like a drowning person coming up for air. Over the years, the same scenario of my desperate crawl to gain entrance into the place of love and acceptance played out more times than one could count. It would be much later when I would realize as an adult that my desperation for the peace and security represented by my mother's love and presence mirrored my soul's need for God. Not until I embraced the source of that need did I begin to develop a wider perspective on life and my place in God's creation. No longer could my soul's hunger be satisfied with anything less than a close relationship with the lover of my soul as revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. Lena Lee Marler. Introduction. C.S. Lewis, the 20th century Anglican author, notes in his writings that people like variety, but they also like things to stay the same. The yearly remembrance of the sacred seasons of the church and expository biblical texts satisfy the human need for that which changes and that which changes not. Suitably designed, the liturgical calendar is a gift which the church gives to itself, a familiar and well-worn path traversed by countless pilgrims on their journey toward the light of God. Just as yearly calendars mark the passing of time and changing in the seasons, the yearly calendar of the Western Church, which includes both Protestant and Catholic traditions, highlights the life and ministry of Jesus as it moves through the changing seasons. The observance of the various seasons in the church year includes particular events, holidays, and festivals deemed sacred and central to the faith of those following the way of Christ, and offers its disciples opportunities for education and spiritual growth. Consequently, worshipers are presented in an organized fashion with occasions to recall the life of Christ by journeying with Him. From His promised coming at Advent, His earthly life and ministry, His death, burial, and resurrection, to the birth of the church at the Pentecost and His promised return at Advent II, congregations trod the path with Jesus and relive His life. It is here that wayfaring strangers are strangers no more, and the church begins to look and behave like the bride of Christ because they have entered into a dialogue regarding their own faith journey each calendar year. Following His baptism and temptation in the wilderness, Jesus began His 3-year public ministry on the earth. To His disciples, the rich young ruler, and the sincere seekers after truth and the path to eternal life, Jesus consistently responded with these words, "Follow me." It is Christ's call to discipleship for me which was the motivation for the personal worship resource and journal presented here. When I first embraced the Lord as the lover of my soul, I did not comprehend the nature and depth of that love. The unveiling of the risen Christ to my soul was to be a gradual process which still continues to unfold as I see through a glass darkly, longing to see face to face. We know that the followers of Christ who did see Him face to face made special note of the extraordinary events they observed and experienced through the gospel accounts of the New Testament. As sensory beings, eyewitnesses heard the angels sing at Jesus' birth, listened to His preaching by the seashore and on the hillsides around Jerusalem, as well as the cries from the roaring crowds clamoring for His crucifixion. They sniffed the sweet fragrance of hay, the dust and dung of the animals present at the manger, and the smell of fear which engulfed the disillusioned disciples scattering at His death. They touched the hem of His garment in faith, His feet in worship and in fear and doubt, touched the palms of His hands which bore the nail scars. They tasted His new wine at a marriage feast and fish He cooked for them over an open fire at the seashore, as well as the broken bread and wine at the Last Supper. They saw Him feed the multitudes, heal lepers, and comfort His mother. Eyewitnesses saw Him offer Himself for torture and death on a cross, be resurrected from the dead after 3 days, and then ascend through the skies back to the Heavenly Father. Because a purposeful observance of the various seasons of the church calendar involves all the senses, this book offers to the follower of Christ opportunities to experience scripture, teachings, art, poetry, and music centered around the liturgical calendar, and then reflect on those experiences by keeping a 3-year journal. In Prayers of Life, Michael Coist put it this way, "The Father has put us into the world not to walk through it with lowered eyes, but to search for Him through things, events, people. Everything must reveal God to us." Utilizing this personal worship resource, you're invited to search for and experience the God who is with us, visually, auditorily, and tactily. Please note, if you journal by the light of a fragrant candle while sipping a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, all the senses will be involved. Lena Lee Marler.